Holy Mother.
Oh, my God.
Who Killed Palomino Molero? By Mario Vargas Llosa. Dramatized for radio by Bronwyn Fizakerly, with Ray Fearon as Sergeant Tutuma and Charles Simpson as Lieutenant Silva. Peru, 1954.
That's how I found him. Hanging by the neck, covered in blood, naked from the waist down. The bastards had cut his nose and mouth with knives, burned his face with cigarettes. His body was covered in slashes and deep bruises. God, it was horrible. The stench, the flies everywhere. Whoever did it must be a bunch of real perverts, weirdos, if ever. I can't believe there are such sick heads around. But he was just a kid, just an ordinary, bony, dark-skinned kid. For Christ's sakes, why would they do that? Why would they cut him up like that, torture him like that? Why?
Three days, you still haven't found out, nothing?
Well, we now know who he was. Haram recognized him. Said he was one of the last lot of airmen they drafted in. Said he used to sing love songs, write poems, that kind of thing.
Love songs? I bet it was that guy I told you about.
It is. Palomino Molero, from Castilla. Just that doesn't solve the mystery of who killed him.
Solve that and I'll make you general, Latuma.
It's going to be difficult. Nobody knows anything, nobody's seen anything, and what's worse, the authorities aren't helping.
So you're not the authority in Talara?
Lieutenant Silva and I are the police authority. It's the aviation authorities who aren't cooperating. And since the poet was in the Air Force, if they don't cooperate, who the hell will?
Latuma! What's the matter, sir? Sure enough to see you in uniform here. So, found the murderers yet? They certainly saw the Palomino Molero, didn't they? Whole town's talking about it.
You knew the kid, didn't you?
Well, you did too. Sure, don't you remember? The white kids used to hire him to sing at their parties in the Grau Club. He sang like Leo Moreno, I swear it. You must have known him, little man.
That's what everybody says. I remember kids singing at La Chunga's bar one night when I was with Leon and Jose. Not much. Were you friendly with him?
Well, we weren't great friends. But I'd have a beer with him. We talked.
What was he like?
Quiet, shy, romantic, sort of poet. Shame they called him up. He must have suffered with the discipline at the place. It's a pretty gruesome murder. I hear they tried to...
They tried to hang him by the balls.
Hey, Matias will be hanging Silva by his balls, the way he's carrying on with Doña Adriana. Look at it. The way his tongue's hanging out, she won't need to brush the floor.
Is he, you know...
What?
Had his leg over.
The rate their flirting's going, he'll be dead before he gets anywhere near that. That's not why we're here anyway. Look, I'd better be going. I think I might go and call on someone.
That's for the beer. See you later.
See you.
Excuse me. Señora Molero?
Yes. Good evening to you.
I was wondering if it would be possible to talk with you a while. About your son, Palomino.
Indeed.
Don't you recognize me? I'm Sergeant Lituma from Talara. I was there when Lieutenant Silva took your statement.
Come in. Did they find it? My son's guitar, did they find it?
Not yet, don't worry. We'll find it sooner or later, and I'll bring it to you personally.
Oh, Holy Mother of Jesus. He wanted to leave it here, and I said, take it, take it. No, Mother, at the base I won't have time to practice. Don't leave your guitar that you love so much, Palomino mio. Yes. My poor little son.
Oh, Signora Molero, I'm so sorry I shouldn't have come here. But please don't cry. It'll be all right. We'll find the guitar.
You see that photo there? That was his first Holy Communion. When he was that old, he sang beautifully. Padre Garcia had him sing sola in the choir, and at Mass, everyone applauded him.
Yeah. Everyone says he had a marvelous voice, that he would be a singer like those who sing on the radio. Everyone says so. But people like him shouldn't have to do military service.
Palomino didn't have to do military service. He was let off. Oh, Holy Mother of Jesus, sweet Virgin Mary. The fortune teller says when they find it, they'll find them. The ones who got his guitar are the ones who killed him. Murderers, murderers.
Your son didn't have to do military service?
The only child of a widowed mother. Palomino was my only son since the other two died. That's the way things are.
If he hadn't joined up, he'd be alive for sure. They shouldn't have taken him.
Nobody took him. He joined up. Nobody made him. He joined the Air Force because he wanted to. He found his own misfortune. It was him who took the bus. He went to Peoria, presented himself at the base, and said he wanted to do his military service in aviation. Poor little thing. He found his death, Signor. Him alone. Him alone. My poor Palomino.
So why didn't you tell that to Lieutenant Silva over in Talara?
So why didn't they ask me? I answered all their questions.
Maybe he liked military life then.
That's what I don't understand. Why do you do this to me, my son? You, a pilot, you? And there in Pure, airplanes fall from the sky. Do you want to kill me with shock? Why, Palomino? Because I need to go to Peoria. It's life or death, Mother, he said.
Why was it life or death for your son to go to Peoria, Signor Molero?
He never told me. He never wanted to tell me, and now he takes his secret to heaven. Why do you do this to me, Palomino?
He must have regretted it almost immediately. When he found out military life wasn't all meals on the table and women at your feet, only something much more screwed up. That's why he deserted. At least I understand that. What I don't understand is why they killed him. And in such a sick way.
Why have you come here?
To see if you could give me a lead.
I was there 3 hours telling you all I know. What more do you want? Do you think I know who killed my son?
I think I'd better be going. Thank you for everything. We'll let you know if anything develops. Well, good night.
Zuma, where have you been? The lieutenant was asking after you.
Oh, nowhere.
Ah, cheer up. Here, have some of my beer. You know, I remembered something while you were out about Palomino Molero.
What?
He was head over heels in love. He told me something about it. An impossible love. That's what he said.
A married woman?
How should I know? Lots of love affairs are impossible, Latuma. I mean, falling in love with a nun, for example. Now, I remember quite clearly him saying that. That and the fact that he used to go serenading her at night.
I see.
And if it helps, I know that this woman lived near the airfield.
The airfield?
One night, we were talking. Malera is sitting where you are now. He heard that a friend of mine was going over to Chiclayo, and he asked him if he could give him a lift to the airfield. And what are you going to do there at the airbase at this time of night, poet? I said. I'm going to serenade the girl I love, Moises, he said. So, she must live round there.
Nobody lives round there. There's only sand.
Hang on a minute, little man. Think.
Yes. There, the side of the airbase. The houses of the pilots and the officers. Silva! Lieutenant, sir!
Don't worry, I heard you. The houses of pilots and officers.
And you can tell your boss, Lituma, that if he paid as much attention to finding the murderers of that poor boy, instead of bothering me, a married woman with children, then you might even get somewhere, huh?
And if I find them, what then, little mum?
Ah.
Would you reward me
me with one sweet night.
Oh, come on,
I will find them and place them bound and gagged at your feet. I swear it, Doña Adriana.
The whole town is talking of nothing else. I've lived here all my life, and never, ever in all my years have I seen anyone in Talara kill anyone with such wickedness. Mm. And you two do nothing. It's shameful.
What do you think of that, little mama? But Colonel Mandura won't help us. He won't let us interrogate Palomino's companions at the base. Well, the truth will come out. We're going to try and see him again tomorrow morning.
Talara is bubbling with rumors. Find those murderers or they'll lynch you both.
Let them. I swear I didn't do it.
Today we'll find something. It's in the air. Why do you think you're taking us to the airbase?
The same thing. The fine vehicle you have here.
Haven't your ears been burning?
I never do. By what, for example?
That they're covering up because the murderers were big fish. They are big fish, aren't they, Lieutenant?
I don't know. Big or little fish or just... they've had it just the same. I, Lieutenant Silver, will jump on them from a great height, Don Hero. And now, if you don't mind, we don't want to be late for the Colonel.
Get out of the way! Bloody kids! They get everywhere. It's enough to give you a heart attack. What have we found out so far, Lieutenant?
Not all.
Well, that's not much.
But today we'll find something. It's in the air.
Lieutenant Silver and Sergeant Latuma to see Colonel Mandro.
Okay, drive on through.
So what do you think of this setup, Latuma? This is where the officers live. In their neat wooden houses, painted blue and white, same as their next. All with well-kept gardens full of geraniums. Look. They got fly nets on the doors and windows so as the poor little white-skinned children don't get bitten by the big, nasty mosquitoes. Here, the wives and daughters water the flowers all day. Very quaint, don't you think? All spick and span, nicely ordered.
How can I help you?
We've come about the murder of Palomino Molero. To ask for your cooperation, Colonel, sir.
Haven't I helped you enough? Weren't you here 3 days ago? If you have lost the memo I gave you, I can give you a copy. I believe I have it here. Yes. Molero Sanchez Palomino, born Castilla, 13th of February, 1936, legitimate son of Doña Asunta Sanchez and Don Teofilo Molero, deceased. Completed primary education and secondary in the National College of San Miguel in Piura. Began to serve in the air base of Piura the 15th of January 1954 in 3rd Company under the command of Lieutenant Adolfo Caprita. He disappeared from the base on the night of the 23rd to 24th of March. He was declared deserter and all corresponding authority was relinquished. Would you like a copy?
We don't need one, Colonel, sir. We haven't lost the memo.
Then what is it? How would you like me to help you? The memo says all we know of Palomino Molero. I carried out the investigation myself. No one saw him, and no one knows who could have killed him or why. My superiors have received a detailed report and are quite satisfied. Here, you are just wasting your time, Lieutenant, and I can't afford the luxury of letting you waste mine.
Sergeant Latuma has made some discoveries in town, Colonel, sir.
I found out that Palomino wasn't called up. He enlisted. Said it was a matter of life or death.
And what does that mean?
Well, we thought he might have explained that here when he enlisted, or at least revealed why he had to leave Castilla so urgently.
Does it not occur to you that if we knew such a thing, we would have said it in the memo? If we knew Palomino Molero felt threatened or persecuted by someone, that we would have immediately informed the police?
Sergeant Latuma found out something else, Charles.
Oh, yes? What would that be?
Palomino Malero was head over heels in love, and it's...
Why are you stuttering, man? Is something the matter?
It was an illicit love affair. Maybe that's why he left Castile.
A jealous husband, perhaps.
Oh. Now, who is this jealous husband?
That's what we'd like to know.
Do you think that I know all of the carryings-on of the hundreds of aviators here?
Well, maybe not you, Colonel, sir. But it could be the someone at the base would...
Nobody knows anything about the private life of Palomino Malero. I've checked this myself. He didn't speak to anyone about his business. Is that not in the memo, Bajans?
It's just that, Colonel, sir, there are rumors that Palomino Malero was having an affair with someone from the airbase in Piura.
Ah.
I'm off now. Will the chauffeur take me, or shall I go by bike?
Where to, little one?
I told you this morning, Papa. The pool at the International Club. They're not filling the one up here till Monday. Don't you remember? Is the chauffeur taking me, or shall I go by bike?
No, no, no. Let the chauffeur take you, Alicia. But do tell him to come back, my dear. I need him. And tell him what time you need to be picked up.
Or it could be.
Oh, what you have just said is utter nonsense.
Pardon, Colonel?
Where is the proof? The witnesses? And you? Where did you get the idea that Palomino was having an affair with a lady from the airbase in Piura?
You don't have any proof, Colonel, sir. I just found out that he used to serenade around here.
In the airbase at Piura? Do you know who lives here? Officers, families, not the families of airmen or ground staff, just the mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters of officers. Are you insinuating that this airman had an adulterous relationship with the wife of an officer?
Well, maybe with a maid, Colonel, sir. With a cook or nanny from the base. We're not suggesting anything. Just trying to clear up the crime, Colonel, sir. That's our duty. Talara is buzzing with rumors of a cover-up. Don't take it the wrong way, Colonel, sir.
I've been the head of the airbase in Piura for 3 months now. I served here for 2 years. I know the base inside out because it has been my home. To say that an airman has been able to have an adulterous relationship with the wife of one of my officers is something I cannot permit in my presence. Unless, of course, you can prove it.
I didn't say a wife of an officer. It could be a maid, like Lieutenant Silva said. They know married maids in the base. He used to go serenading there on the quiet. We do have proof of that.
Then find the maid! Question her! Question her husband about Molero! And do not come back to bother me about this again until you have something concrete to ask me, gentlemen.
We do have something concrete to ask you, Colonel. We would like to question Palomino Molero's companion here at the base.
I am going to explain again, since obviously you did not understand the first time. The armed forces have their own laws and their own courts, where their members are judged and sentenced. Did they not teach you that at the Civil Guard Academy? When problems involving crimes arise, investigations are made by the armed forces themselves. I have given the relevant report to my superiors. And as long as I receive no orders to the contrary, no civil guard will violate the strict laws in a base under my command. Is that clear, Lieutenant Silva? Answer me, is that clear?
Very clear, Colonel, sir.
Then you may leave.
Thank you, sir.
He gave us a bad time, didn't he, sir? I've never known anyone get so wound up. You think he really hates the civil guard because he's racist, or is it something else?
Come off, Eletuma. I thought our interview with the colonel was a walkover.
You having me on? Well, I'm glad at least one of us hasn't lost his sense of humor.
You're just a novice in these battles, Eletuma. You got a lot to learn. It was a good interview, really good, I assure you. It's very useful indeed.
And I didn't understand anything, sir. I thought the colonel only told us what he wanted and treated us like dirt.
Well, that's how it appears, Latuma. But as far as I'm concerned, the colonel was chatting like a drunken parrot. Now, before, I thought he really didn't know anything. He was giving us a hard time because of the special laws to get one up on us. But now, I'm sure he knows most of, and maybe all of what happened.
You think he knows who killed Palomino Malero?
No, I don't know if he knows, but there's a hell of a lot he's not saying. Covering up for someone. Why else would he get so agitated? Not very observant of you, Latuma. You don't deserve to be in the Benemarita. That wasn't us. It was him that was being put through it.
Are you going to Talara?
Yeah.
Well, get in. I'll give you a lift.
Oh, right.
So, are you going to get to the bottom of this or bury it to protect the top brass?
We found out if Colonel Mandro would help us a little. But every time we go there, he treats us like dirt. Did you like that with you at the base?
No, he's not a bad guy. He's very strict and makes the base run very well. If you ask me, the one who's to blame for his bad temper is his daughter.
She treats him like nobody's business, doesn't she?
And she's a spoiled little bitch. Colonel Mandro has had to be her mother as well as her father. The old woman died when she was a kid. He's brought her up all by himself. The police station's just down there, isn't it?
Yep, thanks.
I'll tell you one thing. If you don't catch the bastards, everyone's going to say you got paid off by the brass.
Ah, don't worry. We're on the right track.
With the bruises he left on my body, I can't get any clients. No clients, no money, no money, more beatings. Look, you have to come and talk to him, Lieutenant Silva. Come to Chinky's with me. Explain it to him. Why don't you sort it out?
Okay, okay, I'll sort it out. The tumor, remind me to speak to him, huh? Do you know? Now, Chinky, what do you want?
Something's got to be done about this lieutenant from the airbase. He's been coming in these last 4 nights, and now he's really done it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other thing. This crazy guy, he comes into the bar, he starts drinking glasses of whiskey like they were water. Not like someone who wants to enjoy himself, you know, but like he wants to get drunk very quickly.
It's ruining the business. Just comes in and gets drunk and then starts putting on the show. Unzips his trousers in the middle of the dance floor and goes around urinating on people.
Yeah, until the airbase police come and take him away. Listen, it's bad for my business too, you know, he's a crazy guy.
He just comes in to provoke everybody. Pimps, customers alike. Look, if they arrest him, they're going to arrest me.
Will you calm down, Chinky? You should go and talk to Colonel Mandro.
But
it's his problem. But we can't do anything. It's out of our jurisdiction.
So you're not going to do anything?
We'll pray for you. Ciao, Chinky. Best wishes to your wife.
Yeah. Come on, Loba Marina.
This airman, it's a bit curious, don't you think, Latuma?
Yes, sir. Why exactly?
Well, nobody carries on like that in a whorehouse. Hanging out with a lowlife of Talara just to act the fool. And on 4 consecutive days, something odd going on.
Gee.
I think it might be worth our while to go and have a beer down at Chinky sometime. On the house, of course. Nearly there. Why are we going to take these places so far out of town? I haven't been to Chinky's for ages. Funny old place. You remember all the cracks in the walls? I used to do a bit of peeping when I was a kid. How about you?
Yes, sir. You could at least tell me what you're thinking, Lieutenant, sir. Do you think the goings-on at Chinky's are something to do with the death of a poet?
No, I'm not thinking about anything. Some cigarette?
Oh, no, thanks.
Ah, it's just a since we've got nothing else to go on, we might as well check it out. You never know what might turn up. Nothing else is a chance to check out the girls. Even though I know the woman of my dreams is not to be found there. I showed it to her last night, you know. Yeah, then I was having a slap in the yard. She was taking the water out. She looked at me and I showed it to her. Held it in both hands like this. I said,
This is for you, little mama.
What did she do?
Ah, she ran off, of course, pretending to be annoyed, but she saw it. I'm sure she ran on thinking about it to compare it with Don Matias, and his is surely dead. Like an old rag, fatuously sent. And that day, I'll take you out for a really good drink. You can bet your life on it.
You're like a dog with a bone, Lieutenant, sir. Doña Adriana really should take notice of you, even if it's just a reward for your perseverance.
Lieutenant Silver! It's Uma! Oh, I'm so glad you could come. Come in, come in. Yes, I knew you wouldn't let me down. I mean, just look how empty this place is. Not the same since that little creep's been coming here. My customers, they come here to enjoy themselves, not to be insulted and urinated on. The world's got round now. Nobody wants to get into a fight with an airman, so nobody comes. It's not right.
He's not here then, yeah?
He comes in around 11 usually. He'll come. Well, wait here for him. Two beers?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Lieutenant Silver. Well, thank you so much for coming. You know, my pimp, when he sees you, he'll know not to hit me anymore. Huh? Hey, listen, when you want to go with me, just let me know, okay?
Hello, Marina.
Okay,
this might be our man. Took his time.
Which?
The one over there, crew cut and a khaki shirt. He's over at the bar now.
All right, girls. Whiskey. Hey,
darling. Hey,
you see that? That is what happens every night. Now listen, after about the third or the fourth hour, then you start the show, huh?
It must be his pick. He's going over to the dance floor now. He's got hold of that short, fat guy, look.
Excuse me. My turn with the ladies.
Looks like he's going to get his own way, too.
No problem, boy.
Back to the bar. Yeah, there he goes. Another whiskey? Yes. Down in one. Oh, what a surprise. Do you know who that is, Batuma?
No. Do you?
Uh-huh. It's the boyfriend of Colonel Mandro's daughter. I saw them hand in hand on aviation day and several Sundays in turn.
That's why Colonel Mandro doesn't do anything about it. He would have put anyone else in solitary on bread and water by now for bringing the institution into disrepute.
Now, look at him now, Tim.
What are you all staring at?
Please, sir, respect yourself. Respect yourself.
God off. Go stick your tongue up your arse. Bottles in here.
Lieutenant, aren't you going to do anything?
No. Let him get a bit more drunk.
Fight, if you men. Why are you all dressed, huh? Do you want anyone to see your balls? Or are they so small you're ashamed of them? I'm proud of mine. Look and learn.
What the fuck?
All right, come on, let's go pick him up.
Excuse me for a minute to help you do your trousers up, sir.
Hold on.
We'll take you to the beach near the refinery.
Get your hands off me. Come on.
You feeling better? Still drunk, or is it going away now?
Who the hell are you? Who the hell is your mother here?
I'm your friend, and he's your friend too.
You should thank me for taking you out the brothel.
Carry on showing your balls off like that, someday someone's going to cut them off. And then what would you do, huh?
Oh, God.
You must be a queer.
Have you brought me here to do a favour for you?
No. I brought you here to do me a favour, but not that one. I want you to tell me what you know about Palomino Molero, that's all.
Get your bloody mother to tell you what happened to Palomino Molero.
But my poor mother doesn't even know who Palomino Molero is. You, on the other hand, do. Come on, tell me what happened.
I don't know anything about Palomino Molero. Nothing. I know nothing.
Come on, of course you do.
That's why you get drunk in the whorehouse every night. That's why you provoke the pimps as if you're sick of living.
No.
But just tell me about the poet and you'll feel better. I swear it. I'm a bit of a psychologist. Let me be your confessor. I promise you, you'll feel better. Here, here, come on. Put your head on my shoulder. Don't cry.
I'm not crying for what you think. I get pissed every night because that creep has got me. Won't let me see my woman. She doesn't want to see me either. Bitch. Do you think anybody has the right to do that?
Oh, of course not. That creep who won't let you see her, is it Colonel Mandro? And do you know why Colonel Mandro won't let you see his daughter? What did you do? Did you get her pregnant?
She said, don't say his name. Do you want to get me in trouble?
Oh, no, of course not. I want to help you. I don't like seeing you like this, all messed up, getting drunk, ruining your career. Hey, put your head back on my shoulder. I'm your friend.
We were going to get married, and I got promoted. Creep made me think he agreed we would tie the knot on Easter Day. Can you believe it? Hey, who's this? What's he doing here?
He's nobody. He's a friend of mine. He's okay. Don't worry about him or Colonel Mandro.
Please just don't say his name.
All right, sorry. I forgot. No fathers want their daughters to get married. Give him time, he'll calm down.
I'll tell you what. Get her pregnant.
Hmm.
Then he'll have to let you marry her.
Now, just tell me about Palomino Malero.
He'll never calm down because he's not human. He's got no soul.
Of course, I understand. You're all broken up because you can't see a woman. Now, just come on now. Just tell me about Palomino Malero.
You fancy yourself, don't you?
You're not very grateful. I rescued you from the brothel where they were going to chop your balls off. I brought you here to clear your head. I'm acting as your handkerchief and your pillow, and you won't even tell me why they killed Palomino Malero.
Dopehead Palomino Malero, you mean? He got what he was asking for.
Okay, dopehead Palomino Malero, if you prefer. Now, why was he asking for it?
Because he was going with an officer's wife?
Because he threw his hook out too far and went into areas where he didn't belong.
Where didn't he belong, exactly?
In your bloody mother's bed.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Now, you know that's not right.
It was there in Piura, in a house at the airbase, wasn't it?
Who told you that?
No, I won't be telling. You see, not only do you know things, well, I know some things as well. I'll tell you what I know, and you tell me what you know, and we'll solve this mystery together.
You tell me first.
Sure. Let's have a smoke. Eh?
Yeah.
Now, I know that Palomino had a little love affair going on at the airbase. I used to go serenading there with his guitar, singing to her with that beautiful voice everyone says he had, at night on the quiet. Now, I've told you what I know, so how's your turn? Who was he serenading?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do.
You know that the husband, whoever he was serenading, found out something, and you know that Palomino Malero had to leave Castilla in a hurry. That's why he enrolled here at Piura. But the jealous husband found out, came to look for him and got him, for having flung his hook out too far. Yeah? But come on, don't be so shy. Who did it? Come on. You don't have to worry. It's pure curiosity on my part. I can't interfere with the Air Force laws. Besides, if someone came serenading my little mama, I'd do him in too. Now, who did Palomino mean? Come on, tell me.
How did you know? To go serenading at the airfare. Who told you that?
Who the hell is this?
I'm Lieutenant Silva of the Civil Guard. What's wrong?
I'm in and I've come to take Lieutenant Silva back to the base.
Wipe your mouth before you say my name, boy. Nobody's taking me anywhere.
Those are my orders, Lieutenant. Excuse us. We have to take you.
Damn.
Thank you.
suppose that's it then. Let's be going. You know what I'm beginning to think, Latuma?
What, Lieutenant?
I think that over at the airbase, they all know what's going on. From the porter to Mantro.
Wouldn't surprise me. At least that's the impression Lieutenant Dufo gave me. You certainly knew who killed the poet.
Now, do me a favor, Latuma. Take a walk along the Fisherman's Beach. See if the Lion of Talara has gone out yet. If it has, go to bed. If it's still on the beach, come to the bar and tell me.
What do you mean you're going
to... I mean, I'm going to make my move. But I don't know if it'll happen tonight. Maybe not. But it can't hurt to try. I'll tell you what. This little Christian is not going to die without knowing who killed Palomino Malero or without laying my little chubby. Those are my two main aims in life, Latuma. More than going to heaven, believe me, my friend.
The Fisherman's Beach, then.
Good evening.
Hello, Latuma.
Doña Adriana. What are you doing here at this time of night?
Yeah, I came to bring Matthias his ham. Then after the boat went out, I stayed to get some fresh air. What about you, Lituma? What have you lost around here? Been stood up. Why are you laughing? You're mad, you're a bit drunk. Oh, I know. You've been at Chinky's bar.
Not at all, Doña Adriana. If I tell you, you'll die of laughing too.
Oh, come on, don't be so mysterious, Lituma. What are you up to?
Lieutenant Silver told me to come and see if Don Matthias had gone out fishing. Because he's gone to pay you a visit and he didn't want your husband to find him. He must be knocking at your door right now. How evil to be taking the mickey out of the lovesick Lieutenant Adriana.
He must still be knocking at the door, scratching at the window, begging and begging me to let him in. Oh, promising gold and myrrh for me to open the door.
The truth is, you drive Lieutenant Silver crazy. He doesn't even look at other women. For him, you're the queen of Dalara.
He's an idiot. He'll get it one of these days for the liberties he takes with me. Crazy for me, Lituma.
Yeah.
It's a lie. He's got it in his head to go to bed with me. Since I don't take any notice of him, he's keener than ever. If I gave in just once, the whole love affair would be over.
And you wouldn't, even if it was just once?
Not even if it were one-tenth of one. I'm not like that. I'm a mother with children. No one lays their hands on me apart from my husband.
And Silver will surely die. Because I swear I've never seen a man so in love as he is with you, really.
Oh, come on, Lituma. Help me up. I'm a bit stiff. Oh, I almost forgot. This was stuck to the police station door. I was going to give it to you in the bar.
The ones who killed Palomino Malero went to get him from Signora Lupe's boarding house in Amotapa. She knows what happened. Ask her.
Mm.
Senor.
Amotapa. What a name. Do you think it really comes from that story about the priest and his mate? Thank you. What do you think, Signora Lupe?
Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. God knows.
But just one thing, Signora. Come and sit down. We have to talk to you, don't we? Cigarettes.
What about?
About Palomino Malero, of course. Signora, what else? My loving Talara, my little chubby chops. I can't talk about her with you, can I? Well, come on, sit down.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. Signora Lupe. The boy from the airbase, the one they murdered in Talara. The one they burned with cigarettes and hanged from a tree. The one whose back they clubbed till it was red raw. Palomino Malero, that skinny kid who sang love songs and wrote poems, huh? He was here in this house. Just like you and me, don't you remember?
They're going to kill me.
Here's my gun. Nobody's going to hurt you, Signora Lupe, as long as you tell us the truth. This is to defend you, if need be.
They're going to kill me. They showed me guns as well. Who do I trust? You or them?
Calm down. Let's take it step by step. Everything will be all right, so long as you tell us the truth.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm afraid. Oh, my God. Help me to Nicola.
When and why did Palomino Molero come here?
I would never have let him stay here. If it wasn't for the girl.
The girl?
The girl. They begged me so much, I gave in. It wasn't even for the money, sir. God knows how I need that. My husband's dead. I've got 6 mouths to feed. They only had enough money to pay for the meal. I gave them the bed free because they were going to get married. But the priest wasn't here. I felt sorry for them. I told them to go to Sacasinto, but there was a priest who would marry them.
Well, they didn't get there.
No.
Because?
Because they came to get them Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was still not dark. The sun was going down between the eucalyptus trees, burning long shadows on the roof. I was cooking dinner. They were outside the church, sitting on the bench, kissing. I shouted out of the window, "That's enough! She'll give a bad example to the kids. Talk or sing or something." And then the jeep came.
Did they start running or did they hide?
She wanted to run away. She wanted to hide. She frightened him, saying, "Oh, run, my darling, run, don't stay." "No, my love. Don't you realize you've been mine? We've spent 2 nights together. You're my wife now. Let me talk to them."
"Who were they, Signora?"
"Who could they be? You. There were 2 of them in uniform."
"Only 2?
"Only 2. No more. I'm sure of that. Why?"
"Ah, nothing. If you saw 2, there were 2. Carry on."
"That afternoon, there were blue shadows covering Amutapa. There was a man with a gun, and another silhouetted against the sun. Are you all right? Did he hurt you?" "He said, 'If you do anything to him, I'll kill you. I'll kill myself. But first I'll tell the whole world, and everyone will die of disgust for you.'"
"For who?"
"I don't know, sir. I'm a poor, ignorant woman, sir. They threatened me."
"The one with a gun, was he a sergeant or a lieutenant? Just one insignia on his berry?"
"I don't know that sort of thing. Don't ask me questions I can't understand."
"Well, what did he say?"
"Nothing. The poet said, 'I love her with all my heart. I'm honest and would dedicate my life to adoring her and making her happy.' The one with a gun, he tried to push past her and grab the boy. The old man just looked at her and said, 'Stop.'"
"Was stop all he said, or stop Dufo? Or stop Lieutenant Dufo?"
"I don't know. I didn't hear any names."
"Well, the older man then, what did he say?"
"He called her my darling." "Don't say such things, my darling, my little girl. How could I possibly want to hurt you?" "He said he was sorry and shook the boy's hand. The boy could hardly speak. 'She's the light of my life, the most holy thing.' And the older man turned to the girl, 'Are you happy now? All the badness is over. Let's go home.' They put some notes in my hand. The old man walked towards the jeep. The young man put his gun between my breasts and said, 'If you open your mouth, you will die like a bitch with rabies. I'll kill you myself.'"
"Hmm. And then the poet and the girl just got into the jeep and went off with them?"
"She didn't want to. She didn't trust him."
"The old man?"
"Yes. 'Let's stay here. Don't believe him,' she said. But the poet agreed. He wanted to trust him. He said, 'How can we not trust him, being who he is?' What am I going to do now? Oh, help me, please."
"What do we owe you for the tapas and the wine?"
"Nothing. Nothing, but at least tell me what to do now. They're going to kill me, just like they killed the poor boy. Don't you realize? I don't have anywhere to go. Nowhere. What if I haven't cooperated with you, like you asked me? Tell me what to do."
"Now just lay low, Signora Lupe. Nobody's going to kill you.
No.
Nobody will come and bother you. Just carry on life as usual.
and forget everything you saw and everything you told me. As for the wine.
Thank you. Now, let's see if we can hit a ride. Patience, Lissouma. A lorry will come soon.
Pretty caught up in what you just heard, aren't you?
I still can't believe everything that woman told us about what happened in this stinking home. She told us some pretty tall stories.
I didn't think so, sir. I thought many things, but not that.
You mean you know everything about what happened to the poet, Lissouma?
Well, more or less, Lieutenant, sir. Tell you.
Oh, no, not yet. That's another thing you've got to learn. Nothing is easy, Lissouma. The truths that seem the most true, if you look at them close up, well, they're only half truths. Is there that at all?
Well, yes, of course. But in this case, it seems fairly cut and dried.
Well, firstly, although you may not believe it, I'm not absolutely convinced that the ones who killed him were Colonel Mandreau and Lieutenant Dufour. All we've got is that they came to get him and they took him away.
The most fascinating thing for me now is I know why the poet enrolled voluntary at the base.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can be near the girl he loved. Don't you think that's extraordinary that someone could do that? That a boy who doesn't have to do military service should go and enroll for love?
And why does that surprise you so much?
It's not normal. You don't see that happening very often.
Hey there! Stop!
Thank you. Now then, you think you don't know what love is? Now, look, I will become an airman, a priest, a soldier, a rubbish collector. I'd even climb up my own arse if necessary, just to be near my little chubby chub, Lissouma. Here she comes. Didn't I tell you?
Regular as clockwork. Welcome, little mama.
Crouch down, Lissouma, or she'll catch you. You're going to see the arse of my little fat lady, and that's it. And with a bit of luck, her belly button, maybe even a few little black and curly. Get ready, Lissouma. You're going to die. But crouch down, so she can't see you. Oh, that is wonderful.
Well, let me have your binoculars, then. You invite me to come and see you, and it turns out you're watching all on your own.
Well, being boss has its perks, but it brings you. I'll then make it quick.
Yes. I can see her. Ooh, she's taking off her dress, yes. She's wearing a slip. Pink. Who'd have thought that Doña Adriana had so many womanly charms? Her eyes.
Don't look so much at your wearing, mate.
Really, the best is yet to come. In the water, when a ship sticks to her body, it goes transparent.
Now, this is not a show for youngsters, the Lissouma. It's for lieutenants and over only.
I must have bad eyesight, or rather not your great imagination, Lieutenant. I'm afraid I can only see surf.
Well, get lost, then. Give me them back.
Let's have another look.
Ah, I can see her perfectly. For your information, her nipples have gone all hard.
And what else? What other dirty things are you going to say? Are there any more dirty words in the dictionary, I wonder? I think I must have heard them all. And I've seen all the piggish things you've been doing. You're repulsive.
It's dangerous to sneak up on authority like that. What if I'd hit you and I spun round?
Is that your job? Spying on women sunbathing is your job? You're abusive, apart from being piggish. Some kind of policeman. You're even worse than what people say about policemen.
This rock is a natural observatory to observe the launches which bring contraband from Ecuador, just in case you didn't know. Besides, what women take as insults, men often consider as compliments. Anyway, what's a girl like you doing amongst all these crabs? A bit far from the airbase for you to come for a stroll? What if one of these little animals bites you? Well, what can we do for you?
My father knows you've been trying to get things out of Rico, taking advantage of what he'd drunk last night.
So, Lieutenant Dufo is called Rico. Let's call him Don Ricardo, shall we?
He knows you've been to Amatapa as well, making investigations at Senora Lupe's house. He knows everything you've been doing.
Oh, really?
I followed you from the police station and you didn't notice. You didn't even sense that I was there. I've been listening to you say all that dirt, and you'd no idea. If I hadn't said anything, I could still be spying on you.
When men get together, they say dirty things.
No, we came to make an inspection to see if we could find anyone dealing in contraband. It's not our fault if some woman from Solaris would want to bathe here at the same time. Life's full of coincidences like that, isn't that right, Lissouma?
Yes, Lieutenant Sir, yes.
Anyway, whatever you want, we are at your command. Perhaps you'd rather we went back to the station to talk. In the shade, drinking a lemonade. One could talk better like that, wouldn't you agree? Although I warn you, our police station's not as comfortable as your father's office. Does Colonel Mandrou know you came to visit us?
Don't be so stupid. Of course he doesn't know.
You came on your own to tell us that the Colonel knows we've been talking with Lieutenant Dufo and with Signora Lupe for Amotapa?
Yes.
Ah. That's very good of you to come and talk to us. I thank you, really. But what was Palomino Malara like then?
Manna from heaven. An angel fallen from the sky.
You must have suffered a lot with what's happened, Signorita Mandrou.
My friends tell me I heard him sing once, in Piora a while ago. But as hard as I try, I can't remember. They say he sang love songs beautifully.
And Creole music as well. He played guitar splendidly.
Ah, yes, the guitar. His mother's obsessed with it. He desperately wants to find it. I wonder where it is.
I've got it.
The poor old lady said when you find the guitar, you'll find the murderers of my son. Not that she knew anything, of course. Simple woman's intuition or mother's intuition, you know.
What's she like?
Doña Asunta.
Is she a half-caste?
Well, she's a woman of the villages, like most of the women round here. Of course, she's not of the same class as you or Colonel Mandrou. More like us, really. Is that what you wanted to know?
He didn't look like a half-caste. He had a very fine skin. Almost fair. And he was the most well-brought-up young man I've ever met. The only thing half-caste about him was his name, Palomino, Little Dove. And his second name was even funnier, Themistocles.
Where did you meet Palomino Malara?
At Lala Mercato's birthday party in Piora. They'd hired him to sing at the party. All the girls were saying how beautifully he sang, what a beautiful voice, and how attractive he was, how he didn't look half-caste.
Did he dedicate a song to you?
Three, actually. And we danced. Just once. But then he only danced with all the girls once. Apart from Lala Mercato, but that's because it was her birthday. He was very well behaved. He danced very well. When we were dancing, he told me that he had fallen in love with me as soon as he set eyes on me. He said he had always believed in love at first sight, and now it had happened to him, and that even if I spat on him and treated him like a dog, he would go on loving me until the day he died. He told me he was going to serenade me and that would make me fall in love with him.
Is that how it happened? Did he keep his word? Did he serenade you at the house in the airbase over in Piora? Did you end up loving him?
I don't know.
But Palomino Malara went serenading you at the airbase, didn't he, many times?
Every night. From the day of Lala Mercato's party.
And what did your father have to say about all this serenading? Didn't he ever catch him?
My father knew perfectly well he was serenading me. Do you think he's deaf?
And what did he say?
That I was probably the Queen of Sheba for the boy. When I told him, Palomino said, "Your father's wrong. You're much more than the Queen of Sheba. You're the Virgin Mary."
Aren't you tired after your walk, Signorita? Lituma, bring a chair over for the lady.
What are you waiting for? Bring the lady a glass of lemonade.
Sorry, we don't have any glasses or mugs. You're going to have to drink it from the bottle, I'm afraid, Signorita.
Have this coffee as well. One sugar, too.
No, thank you. What will happen to my father? Will they put him in prison? Will they shoot him for what he did?
Nothing is going to happen to your father.
Why should he?
But are you sure you don't want to go coffee, Signorita?
The one who's going to be put through it is the jealous one, Rico Dufo. Ricardo. Of course, jealousy is something quite human and could be considered an extenuating circumstance. Well, if a man loves a woman very much, then he is jealous very much. I know you see, because I'm very jealous.
Jealousy makes people irrational and makes them irresponsible. If your boyfriend can prove that he did what he did because he was blinded by jealousy, blinded, remember the words, Signorita, then they might not hold him responsible for the crime. With a little luck and a good lawyer, it's possible. Or perhaps you're not that worried about the jealous one, Signorita Munro.
I'm not worried. I hate him. I wish worse things could happen to him. I tell him so all the time. Once he went away and came back with a revolver. He said, pull the trigger here. If you really hate me so much, I deserve to be killed. Do it. Kill me.
You're a fine young lady. You'd never kill anybody.
Don't act more stupid than you are, for God's sake. Don't pretend to be an idiot, treating me as if I were a fool just like you. Please. I am a grown-up.
Oh, excuse me. It's just that I didn't know what to say. What I heard astounded me. And I say that sincerely.
So, you don't know whether you were in love with Palomino Melero? Didn't you even come to love him just a little?
I came to love Palomino very much. If we could have found a priest in Amatapa, I would have married him. But this falling in love business is revolting, and our love was certainly not that. It was a good thing. Pretty, but good. Do you act the idiot as well?
Listen to the questions he asked, Nituma. Do you really believe that if the woman hadn't loved him, she would have run off with him? Or do you think he forced her?
Your boyfriend, then, Signorita.
Her official boyfriend, you mean. Since you fell in love with Palomino, I imagine Lieutenant Dufo can only be that, an official boyfriend to cover up appearances in front of your father. That's all, though, isn't it?
Yes.
So that your father didn't realize about your love affair with Palomino Malero, since your father wouldn't like it at all if you were fooling around with a man from the airbase.
But did he enroll just to be near you?
Well, the poor jealous fool wouldn't understand anything. But when he began to understand, jealousy consumed him. He was blinded. Oh, yes, indeed. He did what he did, and driven almost insane by shock and remorse, he ran to your house, crying, "Now, I am a murderer, Alicia. I tortured and killed the airman you eloped with." You insulted him. Let him know that you had never loved him and that you hated him, and then he got his gun and said, kill me, but you didn't. Then the colonel forbade him seeing you, because a young murderer is about as desirable as a young half-caste from Castilla. Poor jealous fool. Well, that's the whole story. Did I get anything wrong?
You got everything wrong.
I know. Please, correct me.
The one who brought me the gun and told them to kill him was my father. What are they going to do to him?
Nothing. No one is going to do anything to your father.
Well, do you mean there's no justice? Because they should put him in prison, they kill him. But no one dares. Well, of course, who's going to try? I'd like something hot, even if it is coffee. I'm cold, I don't know why.
It is cold, it is, yes. So the person you hate, the person you really want nasty things to happen to, isn't Lieutenant Dufo, but your father.
He crawls round me like a dog and kisses my feet. He says his love has no limits. The world doesn't understand. Blood's thicker than water, he says. Love is love and it carries everything with it. When he says that, when he does those things, when he cries and begs me to forgive him, I hate him. I wish worse things could happen to him.
Now, there's just one thing I want to know.
It's time for me to go. It's getting late.
I realized that it was you who left the anonymous note on the door of the police station advising us to see Signora Lupe.
They must be looking for me everywhere. They will have sent out the chauffeur and all the airmen to all the houses in the base, the foreigners' houses, to the club, to the cinema. He gets very nervous whenever I'm late. He thinks I'm going to run away again.
Well, we'll see you a bit later then, Signorita Munro. Thank you very much for helping us.
The police station will be the last place they'll think of looking.
Of course, yes. But we're here to protect people, and you more than anyone, of course, whenever you need us.
I don't need anyone to protect me. My father protects me, and that's quite enough.
Would you like us to accompany you to the base?
No, I'd rather you didn't. I've got my bike.
She would have carried on talking if that idiot hadn't turned the radio on. Well, God knows what else she might have written.
If we don't hurry, my little fatty won't have anything left for us to eat. Let's go, Lituma. I'm starving.
This kind of work makes me hungry, doesn't it, you?
Yes.
My fingers have gone stiff. When I was a cadet, I could play all the old songs.
Anyway, Don Matthias, what is it that the whole of Talara's buzzing about, huh?
That you've discovered who killed Palomino Malero.
We can't tell anybody anything right now. You'll find out soon enough, Don Matthias. All will be revealed soon enough.
I hope so, Lieutenant. So that just for once, justice will be done to those who deserve it.
Who?
Whoever they are. You know just as well as I do the big shots. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've done a hard day's work. It must be midnight. I'm going home.
Good night.
Good night.
The big shots. I wonder.
Do you think that these big shots left this guitar as a present on the doorstep of the office?
No, sir. It was Colonel Mandrill's daughter. You heard her when she told us she had the poet's guitar.
Now, if you say so, but I'm not so sure.
I didn't see any card or anything that proved that she was the one who left it there. And neither do I have any proof that this is the guitar of Palomino Malero.
Are you pulling my leg, sir?
Oh, Lituma, I'm trying to entertain you a little.
why are you so het up? A civil guard should have balls like an ox, for Christ's sake.
Well, you're a bit jumpy yourself, sir. You can't deny it.
Of course I'm a bit jumpy. It's not so obvious with me. I can disguise it. You, on the other hand. You look as if you'd cut your pants if there was so much as a change in the breeze.
Well, whoever left it must want us to return it to the poet's mother. The girl was probably moved by what I told her about Doña Asunta and brought it in so that we could give it back to her.
Now, that's what you think, Miss Uma. But I happen to be of a different opinion.
Good evening.
Good evening, Colonel Mandra.
Please, at ease. I was looking for you. And I had this feeling the midnight guitarist just might be you.
I was just seeing if I remembered how to play. It's been so long, it seems as if I've forgotten.
You are a better policeman than a guitar player.
Thank you, Colonel, sir.
Only a good policeman would be able to find the murderer of that deserter so quickly. It's only 2 weeks since I last saw you, isn't it?
19 days, to be exact, Colonel.
19 days. Still not bad. Sometimes these crimes aren't found out for years. Or they stay shrouded in mystery forever. Are you hoping to get promoted as a reward?
I'm due for a promotion to captain from June of next year, not before, Colonel, sir.
And are you so sure you will have definitely resolved this by then?
Well, the only definite thing, as I see it, Colonel, is death. But even though we're still in the dark about some things, I should think that pretty soon we will have cleared up the three main questions. Why they killed him, how they killed him, and,
I have read your report so far. The head of the Civil Guard passed it on to me.
Does that mean you're going to wrap the whole thing up, sir?
I don't know. I don't believe so, and anyway, it's in the hands of my superiors now. I need to know something, though. Did my daughter come and talk to you about me? Did she tell you that I was bad to her?
So I was led to believe. She didn't say so explicitly, but she implied that she was for you not so much of a daughter as a woman, Colonel, sir.
And did she tell you that I kissed her feet? That after hurting her, I dragged myself along the floor, begging her to forgive me? That crazy with remorse, I once gave her a revolver and begged her to kill me?
You're not feeling well, Colonel.
In English, the word is delusions. There is no equivalent in Spanish. Because delusions means illusion, fantasy and deceit all wrapped in one. I spent my life savings taking Alicia to New York to cure her. They say in the States they can cure anything. They couldn't. But at least they found out what she had. Delusions. And they explained in their crude, foreign way that it has no cure. That it grows and grows like a cancer over time. Her problem is you, they said.
You are the cause of it. She holds you responsible for the death of her mother. All those terrible stories she invents. All she was going to tell the sisters in the convent in Lima and at Lourdes. To her aunts and to her friends that you mistreat her, that you torture her, and that you tie her to the bed and whip her are to avenge the death of her mother. But later, when she is older, she will accuse you of having tried to kill her, of raping her, of having her raped. And she won't even realize that she is making it up. Delusions. There are no words in Spanish that express it quite so well.
That's what it is, of course. But the fantasies or madness of your daughter don't explain everything, if you'll excuse me, Colonel, sir. The crime against the boy, for example?
Yes, that is something else, again. It doesn't explain that, of course.
You've asked me a question, and I answered you. Allow me to ask you one back. Did he need to be murdered like that? I'm just asking you because I don't understand.
Neither do I. Or rather, I do understand now. I didn't at first. The lieutenant got drunk, and got his men drunk, too. The liquor and his wounded pride turned him into a sadist. A bullet in the head and a discreet burial would have been quite good enough. Those were my orders. Not that mindless butchery. That doesn't matter now, anyway.
So you weren't there? It's just Lieutenant Dufo and some of his officers?
I gave him permission as a consolation so that with the bullet he could placate some wounded pride. And I am not sorry for that. But he surprised me. He didn't seem capable of what he did. Even his companions were amazed. And after all, there is an animal within the best of us, educated and uneducated alike. I suppose there is more in the lower classes and the half-castes. Resentments, complexes. Alcohol does the rest. But no man abducts and rapes my daughter and gets away with it.
What do you mean, rape her? He ran away with her, yes. It would be fair to say the two ran away together. They were in love and they wanted to get married. Everyone in Amotapa will tell you so. How can that be rape?
The daughter of Colonel Mandro, chief of the airbase of Piura, does not fall in love with an airman, with some guitar player from Castilla.
I didn't just invent it. It was her, Senorita Mandro, who told us, without us having to ask her, Colonel, sir. They loved each other, and if the parish priest had been in Amotapa, they would have got married. How can that be rape, sir?
Perhaps I haven't explained myself, Sergeant. Delusions. Fantasies. She did not fall in love. Neither could she fall in love with him. Don't you see, she was just doing what she has always done. The same as when she went to the sisters in Lourdes to show them some wounds I have supposedly inflicted. She was taking revenge. Punishing me for the death of her mother. Is a civil guard's mind not able to understand that? I explained it to Molero. That little girl isn't what she seems. That little girl, even though she talks, laughs, and does what other little girls do, is not like them. She is fragile like a flower. Defenseless. I could tell you simply, an airman is forbidden to look at the daughter of Colonel of Base. A half-caste guitar player from Castilla cannot even in dreams hope for Alicia Mandro.
Why Ricardo Dufo, then? Why could he be her boyfriend, the fiancé of Alicia Mandro?
Because Ricardo Dufo was not some lowlife from Castilla. He was an officer. He came from a good family. But above all, because he was weak in character and stupid. Because with Ricardo Dufo, I could go on looking after her and protecting her. Just as I swore to her mother I would do as she lay dying. And God knows I have kept my word in spite of all it has cost me. I did not come here to tell you about my family. I don't want to waste your time, Lieutenant.
You're not wasting my time.
I would be grateful if you didn't mention this.
About your daughter, you mean?
I will be grateful. For my daughter's sake, you understand. journalists would have a field day. I can just see the headlines, all the fuss and the pestilence of journalism raining down on top of us. A miner should always be protected against scandal, Lieutenant. Whatever the cost.
I have to warn you, Colonel, sir. I didn't mention it before. But when the matter becomes public, if it becomes public, it will all depend on what your daughter says. If she does suffer from hallucinations, delusions, she will be better off in a clinic or maybe abroad. Forgive me, I know it's really none of my concern.
Since I didn't know whether I would find you here, I left a note at your station. Under the door.
Yes, Colonel, sir.
Good night.
Sir.
Good night, sir.
Lieutenant, didn't you hear it?
Hear what, Latuma?
The shot, sir. Over there, down on the beach. Didn't you hear it?
I heard a noise that could be one of a thousand things. I don't have any proof that that sound could be a shot.
Are we going to see it?
See what, Latuma?
If Colonel Mandrill has killed himself, wouldn't that be the shot we heard?
We'll find out sooner or later, Latuma. If it was, if it wasn't, we'll find out. What a hurry you're in. Wait till somebody comes along, a fisherman, a tramp, someone who finds him and comes to tell us. If, of course, he has killed himself, as you think. Although, maybe we should go and wait at the police station. Yeah. Maybe there we'll find the answer to this mystery that torments you. Didn't you hear the Colonel say he'd left a note there? Come on, let's go.
Well? Has he killed himself? Let me see, Lieutenant, sir.
He didn't just kill himself, Latuma. He killed the girl as well.
What are we going to do now? Go to the base. Go to the Colonel's house, see if he really killed the girl.
Do you think he didn't, Latuma?
I don't know. Well, I suppose I think that he did kill the girl. That's why he was acting so weird on the beach. And I think that he killed himself. That was the shot we heard. Damn.
You're right. Damn.
What are we going to do now, Lieutenant, sir?
I don't know what you're going to do, but I advise you not to do anything for the moment. Just go to bed. Till someone comes to wake you up with the news.
Where are you going then, sir?
I'm going to see if I can't get old Adriana into bed. Once and for all.
What do you think they'll do with that, Lieutenant DePearl?
They'll try him at the airbase. That military tribunal.
Yeah, but they'll do something to him, won't they? If someone that did what he did to Palomino Malero can't just go sweetly off home, can he?
No, I suppose not. I suppose they have to do something to...
Oh, another glass of water, Lieutenant, and don't eat so quickly.
You're in a good mood these days?
Not without reason.
You know why Donna Adriana's been so cheerful these past 3 days?
You know what I think? Now, don't get annoyed, Lieutenant.
Yes, it probably will annoy me, so it's better you don't say it. I'm not in the mood for jokes.
Over and out.
Are there going to be more killings?
Well, even if you don't like it, I'm going to say it. There is not one man, woman, or dog in Talara who's not talking about it.
And what would that be, Don?
That Colonel Mandro killed his daughter and then killed himself. What kind of idiot is going to believe that?
Me. I'm one of the idiots who believe that.
Well, still me. They killed them so they wouldn't talk. So that they could hang the blame for Palomino's murder onto Mandro.
Now, is that what they're saying now, is it?
Yeah.
No. The Colonel Mandro was killed?
Yes.
And who do they say killed him?
The big shots, of course. Who else? Oh, don't you start being stupid, Lieutenant. We're in confidence now. I know you're not supposed to talk. Everyone's saying that they've shut you up so you can't resolve an act. Well, that's what all happens, of course. They've even invented that he was abusing his daughter, the pigs. Poor guy. What do you think, Adriana?
I think lots of things.
So the people think it's all made up?
Of course. To cover up the guilty ones. We're off then. Okay.
So why do the people think they killed Palomino Molero?
For $1 million contraband deal. First, they killed the airman because he found out something. Then, when Colonel Monroe discovered it, or was about to discover it, they killed him and they killed the girl. And since they know what the people like to hear, they invented this dirty story that Mandro killed Palomino because he was jealous of the daughter he was abusing. But with that, they managed to cover up the real matter in question. The millions.
Oh, like God it. Almighty, they make it all up.
Don't swear, your tongue will fall off.
In Zaritas, they know about the contraband as well. Oh. Isn't that right, Madison?
There you are.
Does she do that?
These teams are even bringing over fridges and ovens. There must have been millions involved to commit this crime.
You know what's sad? It's the murder of Alicia Mandro. That girl is the victim of all of this, you know, poor little thing. What makes me really angry, though, is the real guilty ones haven't been caught. They keep the money, but they get off the top
screen. Here, the only ones who always end up in the doghouse are the poor. Isn't that right, Lieutenant?
Right, I've had enough. I'm off. You staying, Latuma?
No, I'll be along in a minute, Lieutenant, sir. Just let me finish my coffee.
That should cover the meal, Signora.
Only just, Lieutenant.
Bon appetit, Sergeant.
I'm dying of curiosity. Aren't you going to tell me what happened the other night with you and Sila?
Ask him.
I've asked him more than 10 times, but he pretends he doesn't even know. Come on, don't be selfish. Tell me where.
I thought it was women who were so curious.
They said it could be something to do with spying as well as contraband.
Oh.
Yeah, true. I heard it from the owner of the cinema tonight. And Don Teofilo is a serious man. He doesn't speak for the sake of speaking.
Yes, if he said it is, it must be for something.
Well, when the river flows, it carries stones.
Look, Donna Adriana, don't be bothered by the question. I've got to ask it because I've really got to know. Did you go to bed with the lieutenant? Did you indulge him? In the end?
How dare you ask me that? And besides, make sure you keep your voice down, because Matthias can hear
it. Malero discovered that military secrets were going over to Ecuador, and that's why they killed him. Yes, the chief of the band of spies might even have been Colonel Mantro.
That only happens in the cinema.
He can't hear us. He's fast asleep. I can hear him snoring. It's just that Silva's been acting very strangely since that night. Spent every evening trying to work out what could have happened.
Of course, he's a little fed up. I think I brought him down a peg forever, Lituma. Your boss will never try and act the rapist again.
It wouldn't surprise me if everything Don Teofilo said was true.
But what did he do to bring him down a peg? How did he do it?
Besides, I think they raped that Mandro chick before they killed her. That's what they always do.
Well, he came into my room with a gun, trying to make me frightened. I was asleep. It really shocked me. I thought it was a burglar. No, it was your boss. He got in by breaking the lock of this door. He's a very naughty boy, thinking he was going to give me a fright. Poor thing. Poor thing.
Well, I haven't heard anything about that, but of course it wouldn't surprise me if they'd raped her as well. Oh, several times over, I should imagine.
He started telling me a whole load of stories. I'm overcome with desire for you. This desire doesn't let me live. I've reached my limit. If I don't have you now, I'll end up shooting myself one of these days, or shooting you.
Did he really say he was dying for it?
I think he was trying to move me, or frighten me, or both. He got such a surprise, Lituma.
Sure, several of course.
And what did you do, Dolly Adriana?
I took off my nightdress, and I was all naked. One movement, with both arms suddenly lifting my nightie violently. On the face that emerged, there was no fear, only an unspeakable anger. And I started to say to your boss some things he'd never dreamed I would say, or rather some dirty language he didn't plan on hearing. Oh, yes, sort of. Here I am. What are you waiting for? Are you ashamed to show me? Is it so small, little man? Come on. Come on, hurry up. Get your trousers down and show it to me. Come on. Rape me just once. Show me how macho you are, little big man. Do me 5 times in a row like my husband does every night. He's old and you're young. You should break his record easily, shouldn't you? Come on, no.
heard it.
Give it to me 5, 6, 7 times. Do you think you can?
You sing these things, Doña Adriana?
I wouldn't recognize myself either, Lituma. I haven't a clue where all that dirt came from, but I'm grateful to God that he gave me the inspiration. I went on a pilgrimage once to Ayabaco with no shoes on in the October festivals. That's why he illuminated me at that instant. The poor thing was so shocked. Just like you, Lituma. Come on, then, big boy. Get your pants down. I want to see your little prick. I want to know how big it is and start counting the number of times you have me. Could you get to 8? You've no right to make fun of me. Because he said all that in such a pathetic way that it encouraged me more. If only you could have seen him.
That doesn't surprise me, Donna Adjani. It knocks me back just hearing it. What did he do there?
He didn't take his trousers off or anything. Of course. I haven't come here for you to make fun of me, Doña Adriana. Of course not, you bloody imbecile. You've come here to frighten me with your gun and to rape me so that you can really feel macho. Rape me then, Superman. Come on, hurry up. Rape me 10 times in a row, big boy. Then I'll be happy. What are you waiting for? Yes, I was mad. But it turned out all right. Thanks to my madness, your boss went running off with his tail between his legs, pretending he was really offended too. What a carrot.
I've also been saying that there might have been something homosexual involved.
Queers? Mm. Really?
No.
Well, maybe.
Of course, in the dormitories, there are loads of cases of queers, and you know that sort of thing. Sooner or later, ends in crime.
Well,
sorry, I'm talking like this in front of you, madam.
Oh, yes. Don't worry, life is life, after all.
Yes, well, yes, maybe. Who is?
Nobody believes the story of Colonel Mandrow's suicide.
So I see.
If truth be told, neither do I.
You don't believe it either? Well, I believe the story you just told me, and that's a lot more fantastic than Colonel Mandrow's suicide. See you, Donna Adriana.
Hey, Lituma. Huh? Tell the lieutenant I'll do that dance all dolled up for him that he likes so much. Just so that he loves me again a little bit.
Okay, I'll tell him. See you.
Lituma, why don't you tell us how much they paid Silver to make up that story about the Colonel's suicide?
I don't like that kind of joke. And I'm sure the lieutenant wouldn't either.
Oh,
if he knew what you were saying, he'd be very upset.
Hold on. Stop, head!
The trouble is that nobody believes that Colonel Mandrow killed his daughter and killed himself. They say the most stupid things, Lieutenant, sir. That it was to do with contraband, for spying. That Ecuador had something to do with it. Even that it's something to do with queers. Can you believe it, sir?
Mm. Bad news for you. They've transferred you to a place that's almost a ghost town, somewhere in the province of Hunan. You've got to be at the bus terminal tomorrow, AM sharp. They'll pay for the ride.
Hunan? Me?
They're transferring me, too. I don't know where yet, probably there, too.
The Hunan's the back of beyond.
See what you get, bollock brains? You wanted so much to clear up the mystery of Palomino Molero. Well, there you are. It's cleared up for you, and what do we get? They send you to the mountains, far from your family and your people, and me. Maybe someone even worse. That's how they thank the good works of the Civil Guard into which you had the stupidity to enroll. What's going to happen to you out there, Lituma? Sickens me to think of how cold you're going to be.
Oh, my God.
In Mario Vargas Llosa's Who Killed Palomino Molero, Lieutenant Silva was played by Charles Simpson, and Sergeant Tutuma was played by Ray Fearon. Steve Hodson was Colonel Mandrow, Melanie Hudson, Alicia, and Jonathan Tatler, Lieutenant Dufo. Linda Marlowe was Doña Asunta, Madeleine Kem, Senora Lupe, and Joe Kendall, Doña Adriana. John Bull, Gordon Reed, Nicholas Murchie, John Church, Jonathan Adams, and Mia Sotiriou played other roles. The guitarist was Mia Sotiriou. The translation and dramatization was by Bronwyn Fizakerly. The director was Ned Shaye,